Voice of the Cape Drive Time, welcome back. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. The Institute for Healing Memories yesterday hosted a seminar on the healing journeys of refugees in the face of xenophobia and COVID-19. Online for comment is Program Director, Institute for Healing Memories, Fatima Swart. Fatima, welcome.
Thank you, Shafiq.
Right.
Thanks for inviting us.
Pleasure. What went down yesterday, I believe that Father Michael Lapsley, the founding spirit of Healing Memories, and the Reverend Chris Nissen from South African Human Rights Commission were sort of on. So what went down?
So we invited some of the refugees that we've worked with in the past to come and to share some of their stories and their experiences during xenophobia. Being at the ending side of xenophobic attacks and behaviors, as well as just COVID-19 challenges that they've been facing. And I think the idea, and with South Africans, so we were giving an opportunity for also for South Africans to listen to the similar kind of challenges that refugees are going through, and how we as communities, where refugees are integrated in our communities, can assist one another. As the issues that was faced during COVID-19 are very much the same, and also just building that kind of empathy and compassion amongst people, and then looking at concrete ways in how we can facilitate the documentation processes for refugees, as well as creating a safe space for them to be able to share their stories and to be able to talk about what is happening back in their countries, and giving them psychosocial support as and if and when needed.
Do you think there would be less xenophobia if these stories were heard more often?
I think it is, you know, when people were very touched by because refugees are not just stories of being victims. They are also very hardworking, and they come from situations which has been very violent and so on. And when South Africans hear those stories, or even refugees amongst themselves hear these stories coming from different parts of the countries, on the African continent in particular, there's a bit more understanding. It's about talking, and the important thing here is listening to each other, you know, so that you can find that kind of common thread that binds us as human beings. And it definitely does. I mean, in the work that we do generally within communities, around hosting community dialogues, we try to ensure always that we bring together diversity of people living in those communities. And most of the time, there's also people who are refugees, asylum seekers, and we invite them to these activities, because where people begin to talk and listen to one another, understandings do develop, you know, those stereotypes are broken down, the myths of what they might believe, why people are here, that thing gets broken down. So the more we can engage with one another in ways which is not argumentative, in ways in which we're not trying to outdo one another, but to listen to one another, it definitely assists us in building a more peaceful society, when understanding and compassion amongst us.
No, absolutely. So are you confident that what happened in terms of this particular seminar, that there is a positive way forward, that it's just a question of getting the message out there?
Yes, we're positive. Look, I mean, obviously whatever we're doing is a drop in the ocean, but we think it's a very important drop in the ocean. And each individual story or people or family that you are able to accompany through the challenges that they might face is very important. We will be hosting a follow-up kind of meeting to say what we've done, how far we've gone. And I think we are trying to work in a way which is much more intentional, with particular, with small groups of people, so that we can help them along their journey. Otherwise, it just becomes a whole, a nice-to-have conversation. So we are very intentional of accompanying groups of people that is either living in shelter, shelters or living in communities where we have people that is working with the Institute for the Healing of Memories to accompany them, so that we know that at least at the end of the day there are X amount of people that we've made a difference with, that there's an impact. And of course these things always have a ripple effect. But as you would know, is that all organizations are quite challenged by human capacity and potential to do the work, as well as other kind of resources. And so that is always a bit of a challenge. But I think our thing, our way forward is identifying those people that we can accompany and bring some... bring that to some conclusion, and then going with the next group of people. And that is the way forward for us.
Fatima Swart, Program Director, Institute for Healing Memories, thanks for chatting to us. Enjoy the weekend.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.